So welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Jessica, who's $500,000 deep in student loan debt. So we're going to be bringing her on the show. She's going to be talking about why she's so far in debt and potentially what she's going to be doing about it. So with that said, make sure to destroy the like button for the YouTube algorithm, and let's bring her on the show. So Jessica, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Well, it's going. I have a couple questions. I need your advice on something.
Cool. Let's hear it.
All right. So I have $500,000 in debt.
Why? I feel like this is the intro to gambling addiction or something.
No.
All right.
I just became a doctor.
Okay.
I literally just finished medical school. So I have 460, like actually $463,000 in debt. With interest starting, my rates start from anywhere from 4 to 7.6%, and the interest started queuing day one when the loans were taking out. So like medical school costs probably like $350, but now it's up to $460 due to the acute interest. So my question is, everyone says, oh, you're going to be a doctor, you're fine to pay these off. But so I just got accepted. I'm starting my general surgery residency July 1st, and they don't pay you very well because you're a resident.
Right.
So I'll be making $65,000 a year starting, and then every year it goes up like 2 to 3%. So by the end of 5 years, you know, my contract might be $70,000.
Okay.
And I also live in New York, so my rent is like, you know, $2,700. I have someone who pays half, so like we're fine with rent and everything. But my question is, how would you approach these loans? I can think of three ways to approach them, but I just don't know which way is the best way.
Yeah. Wait. So when you say your rent is $2,700, is that your portion or like $2,700 split?
I pay like $1,350.
Okay. Good. I thought for a second you're like $2,700 and we each pay that. And I'm like, wow. Okay,
no.
That's expensive.
No.
Okay. How much are you going to be making after these 5 years? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. So after 5 years, I'll be a general surgeon. And, you know, I don't just want to be a general surgeon. Of course, I want to go into either plastics or reconstructive surgery. So that's going to be another 1 to 3 years of getting, you know, like $70,000 to $80,000. But after that, finally, it will jump up to minimum $350,000. Minimum.
Okay. So we're going to be calling it another 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Another 8 years before you could start making $350,000. Now, my understanding was completely off track here. My understanding was that plastics and reconstructive would pay more. But is that if you're at a private practice? How does that work?
Oh, no, absolutely more. If I decide to go into plastics and reconstructive or even just, do a fellowship, I'll probably make like five minimum, like starting out at like a non-for-profit hospital. But then if I choose to do my own practice, which I will because I'm more like I care about money and, you know, I like to be an entrepreneur. I probably will have my own practice. Then, you know, it could get up to like 800.
Okay. That's okay. Makes me feel a little bit better. Honestly, the only thing you could really do, because you really don't have that many options, like the debt is debt. You got to pay it off at some point. You got to get through these, like, we'll just call it 8 years. There's really nothing you could do, in my opinion, except just live as frugally as you can over these next 8 years and start throwing as much money as you possibly can towards these student loans right now. So just, if you're making 65, what is that after tax in New York? We'll call it 50?
It's like 43.
43?
It's like 47. I use like a New York calculator. It's like 47. After like taxes, New York State taxes, and then they force you to be a part of a union. So you have to pay union dues.
Okay, so that's
going to
take it down. So 47. Figure out what the bare minimum is that you can live off of and like still have like food on the table. It doesn't need to be expensive food, but like what's the bare minimum you really need to live? And then everything over that should really just be thrown towards these student loans. And that way too, like it's not going to make that significant of a dent right now, considering it's, you know, 500,000 almost. But it's going to really help you out so that by the time you're making like 350 to 500 grand a year, it's going to be much less for you to pay off. And then at that point, like 1 to 2 years of just that income could wipe it out entirely. And then everything after that, you're going to be so used to living this like frugal, minimalistic lifestyle, you're going to be able to stash away so much money at that point that you're going to get a huge head start. But I think now is the time to really like buckle down and just live super frugally right now.
Right. And like, I know that that's a very good option and an option. So the other thing is, because I have 8 years of, you know, 8 years of not school, but kind of school, you know, not getting paid for the work, getting paid less for the work that I'm doing. What do you know anything about public service loan forgiveness?
You know what? I really only know that from watching the Dave Ramsey show, believe it or
not.
I
love Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hates it.
He hates it
so much.
Yeah. What does he say? It's something like less than like 1% of people. Like it's some astronomically small number of people actually have that applied. I think he said too that he doesn't know anyone firsthand who's actually got their loan forgiven. I would not bank on that. I would not try to go that route. I think for your income potential right now, it seems silly to spend all of this money and all of this time pursuing this degree and this profession to then try to do something else to get it forgiven for 10 years. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right, and like the trade off is if you go that route, you have to consolidate all of your loans, and then you'll end up paying more. Like, say it didn't work out, you would have to pay like way more in interest in the long run.
Yeah,
because
after
consolidating your loans, you get a higher interest rate.
I wouldn't concern yourself with doing that. I would just see the finish line of just like 8 years from now, you're going to be making bank, and you got to keep making the coffee at home. You got to keep eating frozen dinners every single night. Healthy Choice, $2.79 right now at Ralph's. And they'll give you a discount. If you buy 5 or more, they knock 20 cents off per. So it's a really good deal for Healthy Choice.
Yeah. Okay, well, that seems to be... And then the last thing is in all my investments. Okay, all my investments. It's not like I have a ton of money in investments, but as soon as the market goes back up, should I just pull out and put that towards the loan? Or just leave it as it is and don't put in any more?
I would leave it as it is. Because my concern is this, is that, you know, if you're getting on average, let's say 6% in the stock market, let's just say on average, you, whatever you sell, you're going to have to pay long-term capital gains on that. Now, you might, depending on your net tax bracket, you're going to have to look into this. You might be, if you're ever in a tax bracket where you can get like, you know, 0% capital gains, it seems like it's always makes sense then just to go ahead and do it. I think you're still going to be on the hook for state income tax at that level, but I would really do the numbers on that. My initial thought is probably not. I would not sell. That's just my first reaction on that. But you really have to look at what your income is and if it's going to make sense for you to pay taxes at a lower income bracket at that time.
And you wouldn't add any more money to your investments?
You know what? My thought is, what's the highest student loan interest rate you have right now?
7.6.
pay that. Yeah. See, I would rather you get a guaranteed 7.6% return on that loan than I would you try to get that on a decent year in the stock market. This is guaranteed. Like 100% you're going to be saving money. There's no chance that you're going to lose money by paying off that student loan.
All right. Sounds good.
So that makes sense. So, you know, once that's paid off and you're starting to pay around like the 3 to 5% interest rates, then at that point you could maybe say, okay, you know, I'm going to take 25% of my income, invest it, take the other 75, put it towards the student loans. Right now, I feel like paying off these student loans would probably be a priority.
Right. I mean, yeah, I'll probably make like not even the slightest dent over the next 8 years. But after these 8 years are up, then I could just live the same means as living off of $65,000 a year, and then they'll be done in like 4 years.
Exactly. So I would absolutely do that. And now is the time to live below your means and just live super cheap. Like, if you can't do it now, you're never going to do it. So now is the best time, at least if you're going to give it a shot now.
Right. I'm lucky I don't have any kids. So, I mean, that would completely throw over the ball game because paying for children is super expensive.
Exactly. What you could do instead of having a child is a cat. Believe it or not.
Oh, I have a dog. I have
oh,
a
you have
Frenchie.
A dog.
I have a French bulldog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
He's
a good
perfect.
Alternative.
He's good enough.
Yeah. No. Exactly. I got Ramsey, and Ramsey's he's trouble sometimes, but for the most part, he's great. He's great, and he's very frugal. He
yes.
likes saving
well,
money as much as I do.
Cats are probably more frugal than dogs, but yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know what? Yeah, I think I read somewhere. I think this was on Reddit, of all places. They said a cat is the equivalent of getting a subscription service, a dog is the equivalent of a car payment, and a child is the equivalent of a mortgage payment.
Oh my gosh, that's probably so true.
It's true. As soon as I read that, I'm like, wow, that makes sense. So there you go. If you get a cat, you get a subscription. You get a dog, you get a car. And you get a child, you get a mortgage.
Yeah, perfect.
So let me ask you one last question. Is it worth it? Is so far for you $500,000 spent on school worth it to be a surgeon or get into plastics?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This has been my dream for so long, and I go when I have to, you know, wake up at 4:30 in the morning and, you know, I get to be in the OR. I'm so happy. I cannot imagine, you know, doing anything else. And even now during these crazy times where everyone's home in quarantine, a lot of my friends have been texting me like, oh, is this what it would feel like to be a housewife and, you know, stay home and watch Netflix? I have been going out of my mind bored in this time. I started YouTubing again. I created a podcast. I literally have been just trying to do everything and anything I can while I've been home waiting. I start work July 1st.
Nice.
Yeah. So no, I can't do. I want to be working 24/7.
A 6-month
it's just in my
pause
nature.
On certain mortgage payments mandated.
So it was worth it.
Perfect. You know what? If you want to give a shout out for your YouTube channel, just mention it, and then I'll just link down below in the description for anyone who wants to subscribe.
Yeah, you could follow me, Medical Jess, on YouTube, Instagram, and yeah, I show my life going through medical school, and well, now I'll be showing my life going through surgery residency, so it's pretty cool.
Medical Jess, J-E-S-S?
Yeah, okay. Medical Jess.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Cool. I appreciate talking to you.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. So here's my thoughts after speaking with her about this. You know, I think in any other situation, $500,000 worth of debt is ridiculous. But I also believe in certain situations like this, where the income potential is so high, like you never really hear of plastic surgeons making like $10 an hour. It just doesn't happen. So in certain situations, if this is her dream to become a surgeon, get into plastics and reconstructive surgery and things like this, it makes sense. It's really just a means to an end. And at some point, she's going to be making like, you know, $800,000-something a year. We'll have no trouble paying this off. So even though right now, I mean, it's a heavy commitment up front, but I think long term, it's definitely going to end up paying off for her. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you have not already subscribed, make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell. Feel free to add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And lastly, if you guys want 2 free stocks, use the link down below in the description. Webull is going to be giving you 2 free stocks when you sign up on their platform and deposit $100, and one of those stocks is going to be valued up to $1,400. So if you want your 2 free stocks, use that link below. Let me know which 2 you get. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time.